Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, this is going to be in my From Our Closet category. So this is an item that I have pulled out to sell that is a personal item of mine. It doesn't look like it's, you know, I haven't used it very much, so it looks brand new, basically. Just doesn't have the original box or anything like that. But this is a Belkin wireless charging stand. Now, this is the exact one that Apple sells on their website. It's called the Belkin Boost Pro. The Belkin Boost Pro charging stand. It is all metal. Like, this thing is really, really nicely made. It has a wireless MagSafe spot for your iPhone. So if you have an iPhone 12, 13, 14, or 15, or 16, or 17, whatever in the future, it has the MagSafe spot where I can take my phone and it magnetizes on and holds it kind of up in the air like it's floating, and it wirelessly charges it. Now, this is going to support quick charge because it is Apple certified, because Apple sells this. So it's definitely Apple certified, but it will engage the quick charge support for your iPhone and charge it at the fastest speed possible. Now, that MagSafe spot that their iPhone goes, you can also put your AirPods Pro second generation if you want. We'll get here in a second. There's another spot to charge your wireless earbuds, but if you wanted to, you could also put them on that MagSafe round spot, round disc where your phone goes, if your phone's not there, because they have added MagSafe support on the AirPods Pro second generation. So I can put my AirPods there and it grabs hold and magnetizes it very easily and very strong. Now, if you can picture, this has a big round base that is a nice heavy base. It's about, I'd say, 6-7 inches in diameter around. It has rubber all on the bottom, so it's not going to slide around on your furniture. It's not going to scratch your furniture. On the top of the base, it is also covered in kind of a rubber coating. And right in the middle around, toward down, right in the middle of the stand, if you went down to 6 o'clock, if you looked at this stand or this base like it's a clock, 12 o'clock position would be where the stand comes up into a T and splits off into the iPhone MagSafe part and also the Apple Watch part. We'll talk about here in a second. And then down toward the 6 o'clock position, but not that far down at the 6 o'clock position, right in the middle. But if you were running from the 12 o'clock and you ran your finger straight down toward the 6 o'clock, you would run into, there is a cutout in the base. And this is a round opening, and this is for your wireless earbuds. So this would also charge your any wireless earbuds you use, not just the AirPods or anything like that, but you, any AirPods or any earbuds that you have that have a wireless charging case, you can lay on this opening and it will wirelessly charge. There's no magnet on it, so it's not going to magnetize your AirPods if you're using AirPods or whatever, but it is a round wireless opening, a round opening that's kind of cut out and indented in the base, and you can put any of your wireless earbuds there to charge. So that's nice there. And then as we go back to the little the 12 o'clock position where the T, this metal T, it kind of comes up and angles over the top of the wireless earbud spot. On the left side is the iPhone MagSafe charger, like I mentioned. But if you take the T and you go over to the right side, then you have a built-in Apple Watch charger. Now, this does have its own Apple Watch charger there. You don't have to use your own cable or anything like that. It's built into the stand. This will charge any model and any size Apple Watch at the fastest speed possible. And it is also angled, so if you lay your watch on there, it is going to magnetize it, but it's also going to be laying on there kind of at an angle, like a 45 degree angle, or maybe a little bit, actually, maybe a little flatter than, no, it looks kind of like a 45 degree angle. So it's kind of angled the same amount that your iPhone charger is. Actually, the iPhone charger is angled just a little bit more at a a more steeper angle than the Apple Watch charger is. But it's nice because it does hang your Apple Watch up in the air. So if you're using a two-piece band on your Apple Watch, then it will be fine. You can put it on this. And one-piece band, two-piece band, whatever, it's going to be fine. And like I said, it's going to charge them at the fastest, any of your Apple Watches, at the fastest speed possible. And then at the back of this base, of this charging base, not this, well, I guess the whole thing is a stand, but if you go down to the base, you go up to the 12 o'clock position and run your finger all the way to the back edge, that is where the power cable comes out. And the way you do this power cable, it's a 90-degree power cable. So you're going to take the power adapter or the plug-in at the bottom, and you're going to insert it and slide it. If you're looking at the stand from the front, it's going to slide to the left, and it's going to plug in to the left. If you're looking at it from the back, it's going to slide to the right. So you're going to take this 90-degree adapter. You're going to insert it in from the bottom. There is an opening. You're going to insert it in there. And then you're going to slide it over to plug it in to the base. And you won't be able to see where it plugs in, but just if you stick it in from the bottom, and then if you're looking at it from the back, you're going to slide it to the right. If you're looking at it from the front, you're going to slide to the left. And it's going to plug in to its the base that powers it. And then you're going to flip the cord up, and there is a cutout in the very back of the base. And that is where your cord comes out. So when you set this on a table or nightstand or whatever, it's not going to be sitting on top of the cord. So you'll see what I'm talking about when you get it. Insert the plug in and then swivel it up into the cutout. And then the cord is going to come out of the cutout and back. Now, the cable you get with this is about a, I'd say this is a good 6 feet long. Maybe it's at least 5 feet long. And I'd say maybe even close to 5.5 feet long. So you're going to get a nice long cable. It does have a power adapter that plugs into any wall outlet, and that's what's going to power this stand. And like I said, it is solid. It is metal. It is really, really good quality. Belkin makes great quality stuff. It is Apple certified, and you can charge three things at one time: your iPhone, your earbuds, and your Apple Watch, all at the same time on this charging stand. Really, really nice, guys. If you want, look it up on Apple's website. It's the Belkin Boost Pro 3-in-1 charging stand. And Apple sells it for $150, and we are selling it for quite a bit less than that. So check that out on our website under the From Our Closet category. So barely been used, works perfect, great condition, and it's a really nice charging stand to have next to your bed, on a table, in the living room, wherever you want to put it. It's going to be great to charge all your devices. And yeah, we don't have the original box for it, but you will, of course, get the power adapter and the stand itself. And yeah, so if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.